This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون أغلالا فهي إلى الألقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إلا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen for His blessing. We have a young Imam tonight. Yeah? This is the son of Brother Yusuf, one of the elder son, and the one who just recite a few ayah of Surah Yasin is the other son. Yeah? Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless the children who have been trying their best to memorize the word of Allah Rabbul Alameen. We know how important for Muslim to memorize the Quran. At least they memorize all the short surah. Yeah. But today our young children memorize long surah. The parent memorize short surah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Because the parents are old, so the memory is a bit weak. Now what is important, brothers and sisters, is that we must try our level best to recite the verses of Allah Rabbul Alameen in the best manner and try our best to understand the meaning so that the Quran will benefit all of us. Like what we have been informed by Aisha radiallahu anha, when people ask about the character. Now this is a very important point that all of us must look into what Aisha is going to say. When people ask Aisha about the Prophet's character, his character, manners, Aisha said, "Kana khuluqul Qur'an." We know that the most valuable deeds in the Day of Judgment that carry more weight than any other deeds is our good character. Good character have a lot of values in the sight of Allah Rabbul Alameen. And the Prophet said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمُ مَقَارِمُ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Indeed, I was sent to educate, to guide, to discipline this ummah so that the ummah have the best character. The best character is the people who try their best to follow what Allah want them to do. How to talk, how to behave, how to keep themselves clean, how to respect the elders, how to do business with people, how to interact, how to communicate, especially to their parents. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us that you are commanded by Allah to worship Him alone. After worshiping Allah, you must show kindness to your parent. How to show kindness? You have no right to raise your voice when you talk to your parent. These are certain character that is very important for us to plan, to implant into the children from young. Now, all the good students who recite the Quran is because of their teachers. They have good teachers to guide them, to encourage them, to motivate them. May Allah Rabbul Alameen make all our children people who love the Quran. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, there are a few hadiths that I'd like to share with you based on what the Prophet ﷺ have reminded us about the sign of the hour. We are still talking about the sign of the hours. The topic today will be the weakening of the Muslim nation. What caused the Muslim become weak?
W960Q. Please relocate.
Alhamdulillah. It's not a summon, don't worry. It's a wake up call. Now, before I continue, this is a very important thing, especially Hari Yamul Jum'ah for the meal, when you go for Jum'ah prayer. If those who arrive late, normally you will park your car, and you will block others' car because you are late comer. So when you are late, you must have the discipline. After Jum'ah prayer, you should start to move backward and go to your car. You don't take your sweet time and pray your sunnah, and you are going to cause a lot of problem to the traffic. This is adab. If you come late, you have to go out immediately after the salah so that you did not block other people's vehicle. This is adab. The Muslims are very poor and they are very selfish. They just think of themselves and they forget that they are blocking other people's car. This is for the Jumaat. The weakening of the Muslim nation. We know back in history, when the Muslim was minority in the period of the Prophet, in the time of the Prophet, in the time of the Sahaba, Muslims are not majority. They are very victory, izzah. Allah gave them izzah because they have faith in Allah. Like what Allah said, "In tansurullah yansurukum wa yastabbit aqdamakum." If you are prepared to uphold the teaching of Islam, the religion of Allah, then Allah said, "I will help you." Now, who can cause harm to us and destroy us when you are under Allah's protection? وَيَسْتَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. Even you are little in number, but because of the izzah, the glory that Allah have given you, Allah will give you victory. Now when you look at this ayah, there's nothing to do with quantity. What is very important is the quality. Now look at this saying. Sauban, one of the companions, narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't forget to perform salawat upon the Prophet, said, Yushiku an tatada'a alaykum al-umam min kulli ufukin kama tatada'a al-aqlatu ila qas'atiha. Very soon, now the Prophet is reminding his ummah and his time when the Prophet was with the Sahaba. Very soon, the nations will call each other upon you from all direction, from all horizon. Now the Prophet is talking in a time where he was with the companion. Very soon, the nation will call each other upon you from all direction. Just as those who are dining call each other to their dish. Sauban said, we, the companion who was with the Prophet at that time, we asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will that be because we will be a few in number? Is because the Muslims are minority? No, the companion want to ask the Prophet. He, the Prophet, answered, Antum kathirun, walakin takunu ghutha'u ka ghutha'i sail. No, the Prophet said, rather at that time, you will be many. That means the Ummah, the Muslim nation, is not minority, you will be majority. This is what the Prophet ﷺ is answering the Sahaba. But then the Prophet continued, you will be ghutha like the ghutha. You will be ghutha like the ghutha. Scum that gathered on the surface of water is like the foam. It's like all the rubbish. Now when there is a flood, then you see all the rubbish will surface. They'll be floating, yeah, on the water. You will be like all the rubbish that surface on the water of the sea. Fear and be aware. You said, Tun. The Prophet ﷺ continued, تُنْزَزَعُ الْمَحَابَةُ مِنْ قُلُوبِ عَدُوِّكُمْ وَيُجَعَلَ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَحْنُ. Normally, the not yet believer have fear in their heart towards the believer. Why? Because the believer have a very unique character, have a spirit where the non-believer don't have. The believer are prepared to die for what they believe, where the non-believer have nothing to die for what they don't believe. Because they don't believe in anything, they believe in themselves. When you believe in yourself only, then you don't want to die. We just love to live and live, if possible, to live forever. I think if you're giving a chance to bribe the angel of death, we are going to bribe him. You can take anything from me, just spare my life. Yeah? Leave me alone. But then Allah Rabbul Alameen remove from their heart the fear that they have before, suddenly was removed out from their hearts. They don't have fear towards you anymore. Is this happening now? We are living in a country that majority are Muslim, but the disbeliever have no respect to us sometimes, and they don't fear you. And sometimes they can demand so many things. Yeah. There is a game, I would believe. and we tend to please them by sacrifice our deen just to please them. Why this happened? Let us continue. The reason that the hearts of the believer have no more respect, no more fear towards this ummah, because this ummah have lost their izzah, their glory. You just have the number, but there's no more quality. Because in the heart of this ummah, there is a disease. The Prophet is telling us, because in our heart now, there is a disease called wahnu. So when the Prophet used the term al-wahnu, or the wahan, then the companion asked again. It's like a dialogue. What is wahan, Ya Rasulullah? Now the Prophet is quoting an Arabic word. The Arab themselves don't understand. There are certain terms that used in the Quran or by the Prophet, normal Arab don't understand. The companion asked, what is wahan? O messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, look at his saying, Allahu Akbar, hubbul hayat wa karahiyatul maut. Another saying, hubbul dunya wa karahiyatul maut. Because in the heart of the Muslim Ummah at that time, they love the world. We love dunya. Dunya is so close to our heart. Every day we wake up, we talk about dunya. Like we are going to live in this dunya forever. And we know we are not going to live forever here. Those who have reached the age of 60, follow the Prophet 3 years ago. Those who have bypassed 63, anytime. Yeah. Those who are 50, 13 years to go, if follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I think among us we have at least more than 20 or 30 who are 60 plus now, including me. So anything after 63 is a bonus. Alhamdulillah. Of course we love the world, but don't let the world enter your heart. Your heart should always be connected to Allah. When you love the world, then the second sickness, the Prophet said, is you hate to die. You are not ready to die. Those who love the world, normally they don't want to die fast. This sign is not only clear in its implication, but also it has repeatedly been witnessed throughout history. If you look at the history, one, you have the love towards dunya, then you fear death. When you fear death, then the enemy who fear you before will not fear you anymore. But why the early nation, if they are minority, but they are strong, respected, because they respect Allah and they respect the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they honor every human rights. And every human who love justice, respect them. Love them because they are here to uphold justice. They are here to protect the weak. And also those who have been oppressed. This is the job of the believers in the time of the prophets, in the time of the companion, the second generation, and the third generation. May Allah Rabbul Alameen give us the izzah back. Remember what Allah said, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع ملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. Remember that all power and kingdom belong to Allah, and Allah give to those who He please, and He will take it back from whom He please. When you do not have trust, and when you don't have amana to what Allah have given you, He is going to take it back. And He glorified those who honor what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put us down when we ignore what Allah want us to do. We abandon Allah, Allah will leave us. When Allah leave us, no one will respect you anymore. May Allah Rabbul Alameen give us the izzah back, inshaAllah. Ameen. By we trying our level best, yeah, to try to follow what Allah wants us to do and what the Prophet have taught us. And may Allah Rabbul Alameen accept the prayer of our young children, yeah, who is leading us, Allahu Akbar, and inshaAllah, there are more to come. Yeah, we do encourage even young people to lead us if they have the adab, when they know the rule, how to become an imam, inshaAllah. We'll see you tomorrow night. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.